Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A question that I've been getting a lot from people is, if a person dies in this pandemic because of this illness, are they a shaheed? Are they considered a martyr? Before I answer the question, let's first extend our prayers for the dead, for their families. I know that we know a lot of people. I think Imam Khalid was telling us today at the ICNYU, around 50 people that we know of that have been either explicitly or implicitly impacted by this challenge. And we pray for them, pray for their families, pray for those of you who may be sick, and those of you who have family members that are sick. May Allah bring a quick cure, inshallah ta'ala, and make this a means of forgiveness and blessings. To the answer really has five parts, and forgive me if I go a little bit too long, but I like to explain to you sometimes the logic of answers so that you can really appreciate kind of the depth and beauty of our religion, mashallah, and then appreciate like the depth of scholarship that takes place in our community. So the first is, what happens if something occurs which is not explicitly addressed in the Sharia? What Imam Ibn Hazm called al-maskutu anha, like something that's not really addressed by the khitab, by the communication of God. The majority of jurists would look at what are called the ilal. And the ilal are the undermining causes of something. And if there is a correlation between something which is found in a text, it's illa, and then that thing which is not mentioned in a text or by the Prophet explicitly, then they try to see, can you match those underlying causes and then apply the same potential ruling. One of the words used to describe this is asbab sharia, the things which the sharia has identified as causes for the ruling on something. And there's a very beautiful axiom that says, al asbab sharia, the causes of sharia, laysat muqtarana bisiyaq ala sabil al hasr. It's a very important axiom that says, the causes that are found in certain Sharia-related texts and acts are not restricted to context in many instances. Not all instances, but many instances. And that can be because of a number of reasons. Number one, it's what we call dakhil, ma'na al-lughawi, that we find a correlation between the language, the meaning of something that is found in a text, like alcohol, for example, and the meaning of something that's not found in a text, like marijuana, for example, right? The meaning of intoxication could be shared there. Another example is that there is a musharak in some of the a'rad, some of the strange outcomes and occurrences that may be associated with something, maybe in the Sharia, may be found in something which are not explicitly mentioned in the Sharia. So number one is the ma'na, number two is the a'rad. The third is that the thing which does not have a text, the underlying cause which is found in a text may be greater in the thing which does not have a text for it. So I'll give a simple example. Allah says, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Like, don't say it to your parents, like, Well, then hitting them, right? Because you don't want to say to your parents because it would harm them. Well, hitting them, although it's not mentioned explicitly, the pain caused by a physical hit, may Allah protect us from that, is going to be greater than going, So here what I'm trying to do, and let's not get caught up in the arguments about certain things, is just to show you how, subhanAllah, scholars, and these are only three, there's many, are going to like bring out the asbab of Sharia, and then the causes found in Sharia, and then find how they are shared in things which are not in Sharia. This is a very beautiful process. What Imam al-Haramain said is the taj of the faqih. This is like the pride of the scholar, because in this way, the deen stays relevant in the lives of others, mashallah. Again, the axiom says, al-asbab al-Sharia laysat muqtarana bisiyaq ala sabil al-hasr bal hiya munabbaha ala ma'na. And I didn't mention the last part, it says that these causes found in Sharia text are actually like alarms or alerts to show how you can create this relationship, mashallah, mashallah. That takes us now to something really cool. Like, if you look at some of the works of scholars, Sayyidina Imam As-Suyuti, he wrote a book called Abwab As-Sa'ada Fi Asbab As-Shahada. And the title is very important if you think about what I just told you. He wrote a book called The Doors of Happiness Found in the Causes of Martyrdom, Asbab al-Shahada. The process I talked about earlier, those relationships, He actually wrote a book on this. What are those things that we find either explicitly mentioned in Sharia or can be extracted from the causes found in Sharia that would cause someone to be determined a martyr? He mentioned 56. One of my teachers, mashallah, he actually did his PhD on this and is very, very profound. For example, he mentions someone who dies of hypothermia. There's a hadith that supports this. Someone who dies of a temperature, someone who dies of a stomach illness, someone who dies defending his home, his family, his honor, his property. All these are considered, inshallah, shuhada, martyrs. He mentions 56. Now that takes us to the next question is like, what's a shaheed? In our tradition, we have three types of shaheed, three types of martyrs. Number one is what's called shaheed al-dunya wal-akhirah, is the shaheed who is considered a martyr in the dunya and the akhirah, in this life, the temporary life, and the next life. What do we mean by in the dunya? Meaning that they have specific ahkam, specific rulings which apply to them in dunya that don't apply to anyone else, and then they also reap the benefits of the akhirah, and that's someone who dies on the battlefield. As the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever fights so that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, right, can be raised and they are killed in that process, then they are a shaheed. فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. The second is what's called shaheed al-dunya. And what that means is that someone engages in, for example, a battle, but they're not doing it sincerely. So they would be given the rewards, or the rulings, excuse me, of the dunya, so they would not be washed, they would not be given janazah, they would be buried with everyone else. But in the hereafter, we know the hadith in Sahih Muslim, they would be punished because they did not do it sincerely. They did it for riya, they did it to steal something, or so on and so forth. The third is someone who is considered shaheed al-akhirah only. What we call shaheed al-hukumiyyah, someone who receives the understanding that they are shaheed in the hereafter, but not in this life. And that's the person who dies, as the Prophet mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in numerous hadith, of things which are outside of the battlefield. Those 56 categories that Sayyidina Imam As-Suyuti mentioned. So again, three types of shaheed. Number one is shaheed al-dunya wal-akhirah, the shaheed in this life and the next, the one who dies sincerely defending on the battlefield. Number two is the person who isn't engaged in that sincerely, so that's shaheed al-dunya only. And then the third is shaheed al-akhirah, a person who dies of one of the causes recognized by Sharia or extrapolated by scholars, inshallah, but they didn't do so on the battlefield. So that person is going to be preyed on. That person is going to be washed. That's why they are not in dunya. They are only in akhirah. To expand on this concept quickly, and this takes us kind of to the fourth and fifth points, the Prophet ﷺ, he said to a sahaba in a sound hadith, he said, do you know ta'uduna? Do you know who is the shaheed? Do you know who is the martyr? And they said, yeah, the one man qutila fi sabilillah fa huwa shaheed. The person who dies on the battlefield. And then he said, "Idan min ummati." Then he said, "Oh, well, then from my ummah, idan laqalil." Then there's only going to be a few people, because most people aren't going to be able to experience that. And then he said, "Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man mata fi sabilillah, whoever dies, man qutila fi sabilillah fa huwa shahid, wa man mata fi sabilillah fa huwa shahid." He said, "Whoever dies fighting in a battle is a shahid. Whoever dies without fighting on the battlefield, like you say, nurses, doctors and so on, then that person is a shaheed. وَمَا مَاتَ بِالطَّعُونَ. And whoever dies in an epidemic or a pandemic or a plague, فَهُوَ شَهِيد. وَمَا مَاتَ. And whoever dies because they have a stomach illness, فَهُوَ شَهِيد. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he expands on it. Another narration in Bukhari, الشُّهَدَى خَمْسَة. You know that the martyrs are five, and then he mentions them. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That takes us to the last point about the people who have died from this virus. And that is that the predominant opinion amongst our scholars, some of my teachers, is that they are in fact martyrs, because if we look at the asbab, the 56 hadith, about people who are going to die and be considered shaheed, the third type of shaheed, the third tier, shaheed al-akhirah, we find that some of those qualities are all found in someone that has this virus, potentially. So for example, digestive issues. Another narration talks about people who have heart attacks. May Allah protect us. People who have infections in their lungs is mentioned in these hadith. Someone who has a temperature. So the ulama, many of them, they said, if we look at the coronavirus, we find a number of asbab found even in isolation in other texts that note that that person, inshallah, will be a shaheed. And I mentioned some of them. fever, digestive issues, respiratory failure. A stroke is mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his terms. So now, inshallah, we should, you know, we should give people good news, man. Like, why would you fight about this online? Like, why would you tell someone something? You know, I understand you want to stand for the truth, but especially if you don't know the process and you may be wrong, you're going to hurt people, you're going to harm them, you're going to damage them, and you're going to give them something which may be not the correct information. So the last point, inshallah, is those people are going to be shuhada in the akhirah. They're going to be martyrs in the hereafter. As one scholar said, that because of the pain and suffering associated with this illness, that it is unquestionable that these people are going to be, inshallah, shaheed. The last is the idea of al-ta'un, and al-waba. You know, some people said there's a difference between a plague and an epidemic. Again, when we take all of the asbab of the hadith that talk about ta'un, we find those asbab also at a micro level, to a certain degree, in a pandemic or an epidemic. So the same applies here. The rulings, inshallah, match. For those of you who've lost family, my sincere condolences to you. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept them. I know that it's very difficult for you, but I want you to know that we love you as an ummah, and we pray for your family. Barakallahu feekum. I hope this helped, inshallah, to a certain degree. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.